Let's go and see what's on your mind. T.A., what do you want to talk about?
Sloan, how you doing, man?
Pretty good.
You know, one thing I find kind of interesting is that how these corporate, insiders continue to be able to manipulate their way out of billions of dollars of transaction that's false. In a guy on the street robs somebody of $5,000, he gets a lifetime sentence if he's in California. I mean, some of our system is very screwed up, man.
I hear you. I think basically you steal $100, they lock you in jail. You steal $100 million, they make a statue of you.
And they hold hearings for nothing, man. This is all show. Nobody goes to jail. And you look at
are you just figuring out that congressional hearings are nothing but show?
Because
that's been going on for a long time, but you're right, it's nothing but show.
Look at Dick Cheney. Look at, you know that Dick Cheney made millions of dollars on the defense contracting company before he...
Sure.
I mean, this is...
Well, did the Whitewater investigation mean anything to you, too, and all that? Do you think Hillary really made $100,000 in cattle futures? That's nothing but a bribe from Tyson Industries to the Clintons. And this stuff is rampant in American politics. I've got more examples I'm going to bring up, I think, in the next hour.
It
stinks to high heaven. You need some serious... You think campaign finance reform laws are going to change this? No way.
Let me ask you something, Sloan. If I got $1 billion, man, I can sit on that the rest of my life. Why would I need $2 billion?
Well, I think it's about power. I don't think it's necessarily about the money. These people aren't approaching... If you got $1 million, you have all your physical needs met. So it's not about physical needs. It's about power and what you can do with the money. And
it is crazy,
people crave power. They, in one sense or another, you always want to be the best you can be. And I guess if I had $1 billion, I'd shoot for $2 billion. I don't, it's maybe natural human reaction.
I would really enjoy spending it and helping some people. Now, if it accumulated to that, man, I more power to it. But I would love to see somebody that's honest. I mean, I'm literally honest, man, that would actually run a company correctly, man.
I don't disagree.
Help people out, man.
Well, I don't know what you mean by helping. Part of it may be a perversion that some people have as to what really helps and what doesn't. Because I think you've got a perversion in people that think they're helping you by creating more government laws for you. And when I run into that kind of perversion, I realize that, hey, don't help me if that's what you think. You're putting a gun at my head. I don't see how that's helping.
Right, let me say this in closing, man. Things are so twisted now, man, that I don't understand that you can have one political party saying it's for the little man, i.e. the Democrats, and they haven't done anything for years, and then you got the other political party saying that the other party is a big spender, but every time a Republican gets in office, all he does is spend.
Oh, Bush is the worst big spender, and his old man was the same way. He was a horrible spender.
And the Democrats are always saying they're for civil rights. I'm looking down at the South, man.
They're not for civil rights. That's
nothing
a scam.
Down there, man.
Do you realize more Republicans voted for the 1960, percentage-wise, I think it might even be total numbers, but percentage-wise, I'm certain more Republicans voted for the 1964 Civil Rights Act than Democrats. Without Republicans, it doesn't pass.
Well,
this is just part of the scam. It's part of the fraud. It's it's like a Burger King versus McDonald's commercial. Now, it's one thing to sell hamburgers that way. You're really destroying the American nation.
Exactly.
With these two parties. They are
absolutely ridiculous, man. I look at Francis Slate, man. You tell me, if you took D or the R from his name, what difference would it make, man?
Look, that's why I'm a Whig, okay? Hey, I appreciate the call.
Take it easy.
I'm moving on here, okay?